Today's Amud is Tainis Lamin Aleph from an Aleph. As Hashem, we get this chus today of being Messiah Meseches Tainis. So we're holding now on Lamin Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, by the words Ula Amar. The Gemara is in the middle discussing the different reasons why Tuva Av is one of the biggest Yamim Tovim that we have. The Mishnah had said that in Yom, that there's no Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael like Yom Kippur and Tuva Av. Yom Kippur, we understand, it's a day of Slicha Mechilu Kapara. It's a day that we got the Luchai Shniyos. But why is Tuva Av such a big Yom Tov? So the Gemara already brought three Mahalchim. Now we're going to say another three. So says the Gemara, Ula Amar. This is the fourth Mahalach. Ula Amar. That the Yom Tov of Tu B'Av, it's because it's the Yom Shabita Loishea ben Ela Praisiadia Yisrahayshav Yerevan ben Nevat al Adrachim, because it's the day that Loishea ben Ela, he was Mevato, the checkpoints, the security guards that Yerevan ben Nevat had placed on the roads, Shal Yalu Yisrael Loregel, said Klal Yisrael shouldn't be Oyle Loregel, which we mentioned previously, that Yerevan ben Nevat was concerned that people were gonna see Rechavam, who was the son of Shlomo HaMelech, that he was in the Beis HaMikdash and he was allowed to sit down, whereas Yerevan ben Nevat was not allowed to sit down, so he didn't want people to be Oyle Loregel. Instead, he set up some of Adazaras, he made some Bamas, he convinced Klal Yisrael, or at least some section of Klal Yisrael, instead of being Oyle Loregel to Yerushalayim, to go to these places. And to prevent people from being Oyle Loregel to Yerushalayim, he set up these guards, these praisadios, so that people shouldn't be Oyle Loregel. On this day on Tu B'Av, Hoshea ben Egla, he was mavato these checkpoints, the Amar, and he said, Le'eza Shiir Tu Yalu, let Klal Yisrael, he was a liberal, you know, he said, let people do whatever they want. He wasn't exactly the biggest tzaddik, he wasn't telling people to go to Yerushalayim, he was just into, why are we stopping people from going to Yerushalayim? Let people decide on their own, they want to go to Yerushalayim, they want to do Avodah Zarah, let them make their choices on their own. Al Kopanim, since he was Mevatel, these checkpoints, so that's the cause for Tu B'Av, for being such a Yom Tov. Rav Masna Amar, a fifth Mahalach, that it's the Yom Sheninu Aruge Beitar Likvura. The Aruge Beitar were killed and their bodies were just left out. The Goyim weren't letting us go and bury them. And it was a tremendous disgrace. And on Tu B'Av, that's the day when finally we were able to get permission from the Goyim to be able to bury the Meisei Beitar. So that, since that happened on Tu B'Av, so that's the cause of the big Simcha. And even more than that, V'Amr of Masna, that Oysa HaYoyim on that day, on that Tu B'Av, that they got the permission to bury the Meisei Beitar, so, on that day that they were able to bury the Haruge Beitar, Tiknu B'Yavneh HaToyv HaMetev. So in Yavneh they were misaking a fourth bracha into Birchas HaMazon, into benching, the bracha after Bani Yerushalayim, the bracha of HaToyv HaMetev. And the reason for the double lashon of HaToyv HaMetev is HaToyv Sheloi Hisrichu. It was HaToyv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace, that the bodies of these Haruge Beitar, that they didn't decompose, the Hametiv Sheninu Likvura, and Hametiv also that they were given permission to finally bring them to Kvuras Yisrael. Rabbi Rav Yosef, to Amri Tarvayu, a sixth pshat. Now you know what the Simcha of Tu B'Av, the Simcha of Tu B'Av is like this. This is the sixth and final pshat. It's the Yom Shepasku Melichres Eitzim L'Maracha. That's when they finished cutting wood for the Mizbeach. The day of the year that they finished cutting wood for the Mizbeach was on Tu B'Av. And like the Gemara says, the Tainer B'Lazar Gadol Eimer, that the reason why they finished on Tu B'Av is because Michamisha Aser B'Av Ve'elech, from the 15th of Avin onwards, so Tashash Kaychai Shalchama, the Kayach, the strength of the sun, it's diminished. It's not as strong anymore. Once you get to Tu B'Av, so the sun starts getting less and less strong. We don't feel it as strongly. Lohayu Karsin Eitzim L'Maracha, and because of that, they stopped cutting wood for the Mizbeach. V'fi She'enan Yevashin, because they wouldn't be as dry. They would have a little bit of moisture in them. And the problem with wood, when it gets a little bit of moisture, is that it gets wormy, and that's going to be possible for the Mizbeach. So from Tu B'Av and onwards, that's when they finished cutting the wood. They didn't cut wood anymore. So being that it's the day, seemingly the simple pshat would be that since it's the day that they finished cutting the wood, so if they finished the mitzvah of cutting wood for the Mizbeach, so that was cause for a tremendous simcha, which the Marshal in Bava Kamma, in the Yamshel Shlomo, so he says that this is actually a makar for the idea of a siyam, of a sudasiyam. You see from here, the simcha v'siyim, that they finished the mitzvah, they finished cutting the wood for the mizbeach, that's the reason why Tu B'Av is such a big yomtiv. And this is also makar for any time we celebrate a siyim, it's from this gemara, it's from this idea of Tu B'Av, that that's when they finished cutting the wood, and because of that they made a celebration. We'll mention another pshat shortly, but Amar of Menashe, says the gemara Amar of Menashe, v'karu le'yom tevar magal, that they called this day of Tu B'Av, the day that they stopped cutting the wood, so they called it the Yom Tevar Magal, the day of breaking the axes, because now they weren't cutting wood anymore. So it's the day of Tevar Magal. And Mikan Ve'ilach, says the Gemara, from now and on, from Tu B'Av and on, for the remainder of the year, the Maisif Yosef Udaloi Maisif Yosef. The Maisif, one who adds to his Torah learning, now he has more time to learn Torah. He's not cutting the wood anymore. So the mice of Yosef, he'll add years to his life, will be Zaycha Tarichas Yamim. Udaloi Maisef, but the one who's not Maisef to his learning, so then Yeyasef, so then he'll die prematurely. And Tan Rav Yosef, the Ma Yeyasef, Am Rav Yosef Tikbere Ime, that his mother's gonna have to bury him. But now that, but ideally, now that they have more time, so the mice of Yosef, so now that someone has more of a chance to learn, so he has to add to his time learning. So Rabbeinu Gershom and Baba Basra, Rabbeinu Gershom is on Kuf Chaf Aleph from Abbeis, he actually says that this is the cause for the Simcha of Tu B'Av. It's because it's the day, what does Rab and Rabbi Yosef mean when they say it's the day that they finish cutting wood for the Maracha? They mean to say that it's the day that they finish cutting wood, and now they had more time to learn Torah. So the Simcha is not the Siyam Shabbai, the Simcha is the fact that now they have more time to learn Torah. If you're Rabbeinu Gershom, it's much more understandable, it's much more connected, the Hemshach of the Gemara, but that's how Rabbeinu Gershom learns the Pshat in Rab and Rabbi Yosef, not that it's the Siyam, but it's the Pshat is that it's the Simcha of being able to have more time to learn Torah. The Mishnah had mentioned that on these days, on Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, so it was a big simcha, and Shebehen B'nais Yerushalayim, the daughters, the girls, the single girls, they would go out and they would borrow white clothing, they would borrow clothing from each other, and they would dance in the vineyards, and people would come and take a spouse from there. So Tanu Rabbanan, so says, we learned in the Braisa, that Bas Melech Shayelas Mi Bas Kayin Gadol, that the way that they borrow clothing from each other was in a specific order. The Bas Melech didn't borrow clothing from, you know, so to speak, a regular Yid. Rather, she borrowed clothing from someone who was just beneath her level of honor. So she borrowed clothing from the Bas Kayin Gadol. And the Bas Kayin Gadol Mi Bas Kan, the Bas Kayin Gadol borrowed clothing from the daughter of the Skan, the assistant, the backup Kayin Gadol. Ubas Skam Ibas Meshuach Milchama, the Kohen Gadol who was anointed to go out to war. Ubas Meshuach Milchama Mibas Kohen Hedyet, she would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen Hedyet, of a Kohen Hedyet. V'kol Yisrael Shailim Zemizem. And then the rest of Klal Yisrael, so they would all borrow clothing from each other, which again, the reason we mentioned in the Mishnah, and also the Braisa says, is Kedei Shelo Yisvayish, as Misha Einloi, so that the person who doesn't have clothing, the girl who doesn't have clothing, so she shouldn't be embarrassed, everybody was borrowing clothing, this way everybody had something, and nobody had to be embarrassed. Now, Kol HaKelim Tu'unin Tefillah. We said in the Mishnah that when they borrowed their clothing from their neighbor, so it always needed tefillah. They always needed to put the clothing, the dress, whatever it was, into the mikvah to be chayshesh, that maybe it had tuma on it, maybe from the girl who had it was Anita. So therefore they always had to be tefillah. So I'm Rabbi Lazar says that afilu mikupalon demunachem bekufsa. Even if you would borrow the clothing, it was inside of a drawer, so there was no way it was tame. The person who had it obviously tefilled it and put it back into her drawer. She wouldn't have put it into her drawer if it was tummy. She obviously already took care of it. Still, it needed tefillah. Rashi explains, again, it's to not embarrass the person whose clothing doesn't need tefillah. So they just said, everybody take your dress and then tefill it. This way everybody was tefilling everything and then no one was being embarrassed. And then B'nais Yisrael Yaitzeis V'chayleis B'kramim. We said that the B'nais Yisrael, they would go out and they would dance in the vineyards. Tana, we learned that Misha Ein La Isha Nifne L'sham. That someone who didn't have a wife, so he would go there and find himself a wife. Which is interesting, even though Bizman Chazal, so a man is allowed to have two wives for sure. Still, the Braisa says that this was a singles event. This wasn't for married men, even though they are technically allowed to have two wives, but this was just for the singles. And says the Gemara that miyuchaseh shebehena yu aimreis bachar v'chulum. We mentioned in the Mishnah the different things that the different girls would say to try to attract the different men. So Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, which elaborates on this point, that Yefyefyos Shabahan Maha Yuimrois, the ones who are very good looking, so what did they say? So they said to the men, they said, Tanu Einechem Liyofi, look at our beauty. Shaini Isha Elu Yoifi, because a woman is her beauty. And Yuchasa Shabahan Mayu Oimrais, those that had good Yichas, so how did they try to attract men? They would say, Tanu Einechem Mishpacha, look at the families, look at the Yichas. Vishaina Isha Elu Labanim, a woman is for children, and now through us, you'll have children that have good Yichas. And Mukharai Shabahan Mayu Oimrais, those that weren't as attractive, so what would they say? They would say, Kumikchem Lashem Shemayim, they should take your acquisition, Lashem Shemayim, Uvavasha, Trenu, Bezuhuvim, and then you should make sure to dress us up in gold and find a nice fine clothing. Perhaps these ladies were more poor, and so they just needed some help, they just needed some nicer clothing, and then they would look good, so that's what they told their men, that's what they told the men there, they said, take us Lashem Shemayim, you'll buy us new clothing, and you'll see that will look good. And Amr Ula Bira, says Ula Bira, Amr Belazar, that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the tzaddikim. And he's going to sit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit amongst them, seems like in the middle of the circle, in Gan Eden. And all the tzaddikim around in the circle, they're going to be pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle, and they're going to be saying what the following pasuk describes, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, they're going to say on that day, Hinei Elokeinu Zed. This is what they're going to say when they point, Rashi says. That Hinei Elokeinu Zed, this is our Hashem, this is our God. Kivinu Loi, we were hoping for Him, we were waiting for Him. V'yoshienu, and He saved us. Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi, this is the Hashem that we waited for Him. Nagila V'nismucha Bishuasoi, let us rejoice and let us be happy with His salvation. And famously, Rabbi Kiv Eiger, he's quoted in Chut HaMashulash as saying, Pshan in this Gemara, that what does it mean that the tzaddikim in the future, they're all going to sit in a circle, they're going to be pointing to the middle? Says Rabbi Kiv Eiger, he's quoted again in Chut HaMashulash, in the version that I have, it's on page Kuf Pei Dalet, his words are, Ki hine ba'ilam haza kol tzaddik v'tzaddik oived es Hashem Yisbarach b'derech achir levadoi. In this world, every tzaddik has a different way that he serves Hashem. Different tzaddikim, they have different ways. They have different ways of serving Hashem. Different, completely different drachim. Like derech tzaddik hazeh, derech tzaddik hazeh. The way that this tzaddik serves Hashem is not the way that this tzaddik serves Hashem. Says Rabbi Kiv Eiger, Achla Asid, in the future, Yizgala ki kol eila hadrachim derech echadu. It's going to be in Yizgala that all the drachim are all really one derech. And says Rabbi Kiv Eiger, v'zehu asid hakadosh baruch hu lasis machul tzaddikim. That everyone's going to be pointing to the middle. All the tzaddikim are around in the circle. They're all going to be pointing to the middle. Every tzaddik is on that circle. They're all in that circle. They all have a different derech. They're a different place on the circle, but they're all pointing to the middle. And the Chavetz Chaim famously added that it's a circle. A circle is every part of the circle is equidistant to the middle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the middle of a square where different tzaddikim are closer than others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the middle of the circle where every tzaddik, whatever derech a person had, as long as he's on a derech, he's following his derech from his rebbeim. So then everybody's equidistant to the center. That was what the Chavetz Chaim added. We'll just conclude with a thought that I had this past Pesach. It's interesting, we say in Davening, it's a pasuk in Tehillim really, in Parakof Lamed Vav, it says, Shakadosh Baruch Hu gazer yamsof l'gzarim. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made paths in the yamsof. And Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they went into the yamsof, so the yamsof split into 12 different lanes. And each Shevet had their own lane when they went through the yamsof. Now Chazal also tell us that the walls, when the water split and they made walls, creating separate lanes, so the walls were like glass. And everybody was able to see the Shevet that was walking right next to them. You were able to see right through it. So the question is obvious. If Hashem wanted them to see each other, so why is He making the walls? Why not just have them walk through without walls? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be separate, so then why is He making glass walls in the middle? Just make real walls if He wants them to be separate. Which one is it? Are they supposed to be together? Or are they not supposed to be together? And the answer is obvious. It just, for whatever reason, it only hit me this past Pesach, but the answer answer is obvious, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be telling us that each person is supposed to have his Shevet and his Mesorah, his Derech, his way of doing things. He walks through his lane, and you're supposed to have your lane. You're supposed to have your Derech. But at the same exact time, a person has to be able to see into the other person's lane. He has to be able to see the other Shevet and understand that he's also doing something powerful. I have my Derech, but he also has something that he's doing. It doesn't matter if you voted in the WZO or you didn't vote in the WZO. You have people that wear masks during COVID, and you have people that they didn't wear masks during COVID. Everybody has their derech from their rebbein, from their paiskin, from their rav that they do, and you have your derech, and everyone has to do their derech, but at the same time, being able to see into the other person's lane and be able to appreciate what that person's doing. We're a nation right now that we need shalom right now. We all need to work on appreciating the other person's lane, the other person's derech. Hashem was mevarich es amai b'shalom. He should bench us that we should all be able to see the other one's milas. There should be shalom in our people. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Meseches Ma'id Katan, Hajin Lach B'Shloisha Prakim, Uslik Olam Meseches Tainis.